You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this Walmart employee who was fired after he tried to help a woman who was getting assaulted in the middle of the parking lot. Talk about that. Then a study has come out saying sleep detoxes the brain. Does it repair the brain or does it actually detox the brain? We'll talk about that. And in breaking news, police are hunting for two murderers who were mistakenly freed from jail. Apparently, they signed releases, but they were forged signatures. They walk out. Now, the Department of Corrections is trying to find them. So, you guys, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. CNN is reporting now that state and federal police have fanned out across Florida on Friday, which is today, to search for two murderers who walked out of prison after documents bearing forged signatures resulted in their releases. But the Department of Corrections says it's not our fault. We are following a court order, and no one in the department is at fault for the men's release. They say it is our responsibility to carry out the order of the court. It's not our job to question what the court does. This is according to department spokeswoman Misty Cash. We were given the info from the court that their sentence was modified and we did our role. Said nothing could have been done differently. The fault does not lie on us and no one is getting in trouble here for what happened. It's all about trouble, you know, responsibility and who's in trouble for what. So Christopher Walker and Joseph Jenkins are both 34 years old and now considered escapees after investigators discovered forged motions to reduce their sentences and forged court orders granting the request. They had been serving life sentences without the possibility of parole after murderous convictions. So right now, Department of Corrections is going to do a vigorous and thorough review. I mean, my guess is how do the prisoners? It had to have been an inside job. Somebody must have forged something, right? But how does this happen? They say our process is completely transparent. This is not some sort of a cover-up. Both motions board the forged signatures of the Orlando area state attorney or the assistant state attorney. According to a statement from the Ninth Circuit State Attorney Jeffrey Ashton, the judge's order granting Jenkins and Walker's release had another forged signature, that of Judge Belvin Perry, who presided over the Casey Anthony trial. Ashton prosecuted the Anthony case. Now, apparently Judge Perry says, I'm not surprised. He goes, people with criminal minds come up with ingenious ways to beat the system. They have nothing but time on their hands to think of things. Now, the orders to release the inmates were filed with the Orange County, this is in Florida, clerk of court's office. The documents did contain the county seal and appeared legitimate. So, I mean, you know, who did this? Okay, it makes you kind of think of Breaking Bad, right? Where there's always somebody somewhere that has the access to do whatever needs to be done to get, yeah. Apparently, Walker was convicted of a 1999 homicide of Cedric Slater. Walker shot from a car as Slater stood on a street corner in Orlando, and Jenkins was convicted of the slaying of Roscoe Pugh Jr. about 15 years ago. I guess it was a home robbery, and he gunned the man down. So these are people that are now out there, and okay. Hopefully not a threat to those around there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now here's a Walmart employee. Christopher Oswald, 30-year-old employee of Walmart, now he's fired, at the Heartland, Michigan Walmart, was taking his lunch break in his car. He heard some ruckus in the parking lot and saw a woman screaming and a man on the hood of her car. This guy had jumped off the hood of his car, started pushing this woman against the car, so Oswald, who was sitting there eating his lunch, got out of his car and tried to intervene. He said the man began to then attack him and threaten him. He subdued the attacker And then a couple other men jumped in and began to beat him. Now, apparently he got fired because Walmart has a policy against workplace violence. I get that. I get there's a policy against workplace violence. And a Walmart rep told reporters that Oswald violated that policy by intervening with what was going on in the parking lot, and then, you know, either protecting himself or fighting back. So he's like, I did the right thing. You know, I mean, if I'm doing the right thing. He didn't expect it to get physical. He hoped that just kind of verbally intervening, you know, saying, look, leave this woman alone. I'm here. All right, let's break this up would be enough. But the Walmart rep called this a quote-unquote tough decision and said that the company did understand Oswald's intentions, but Oswald had to be fired. He was only working for Walmart about 7 weeks ago, was not considered a permanent hire until a 180-day probation period. Now, why would Walmart fire a do-gooder? Well, again, it's all liability, okay? Walmart still has their pick of employees. Right now, we're in the biggest recession depression we've ever had. So if they have somebody that did get into some sort of an altercation, and that could possibly come back to haunt them now or in the future, not having that employee protects them liability-wise. Now, well, I wish we weren't in this litigious lawsuit happy day and age that we are now. Okay, if God forbid I'm getting attacked, I would like to think that somebody would help me, come over and help me. Somebody would run out of the bakery, run out of the barbershop. But you know what? As a doctor, I have the same problem. If I'd ignore it, I'd still run out there and help. But if there's an accident, and there has been, in front of my office, I have no protection coming out of my office and helping that said person. To hell with it. I still do. I'll take the repercussions. But I am not supposed to leave my office and go out there and try to save somebody because I could be prosecuted because I'm a doctor. And if anything happens during that save, I could still be liable. What the hell is going on in this society? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Timothy writes, Doc, the same thing happened to me at work. A disgruntled boyfriend of a coworker came to the office, started yelling. I tried to dispel it and got into a fight with him. Subsequently, I got fired. What are we supposed to do? You know, I mean, it's one of those things where I can't stand hearing somebody doing the right thing ends up getting fired or ends up having something bad happen to them, such that it starts to make us think, well, then just don't do the right thing. Just stay to yourselves, because unfortunately, we have too many people who stay to themselves already. You know, I was taught years ago, and I still teach students this. And, you know, whenever I give lectures, like when it comes to self-defense, you know, if somebody is attacking you or raping you, you know, or has a knife or a gun or, you know, and you're able to yell something, you don't yell bad guy or bad lady or gun or knife or whatever. You yell fire. Well, I mean, honestly, if somebody had a gun, I'd probably still say gun because I'd want people to duck. But I would yell fire. And we were taught to yell fire because most people would just stay to themselves. If they hear that there's a bad guy or a gun or a knife or whatever, they're going to just go and hide and take care of themselves. Like if you're getting attacked or raped or whatever. But if you're yelling fire, everybody wants to know where the fire is because they want to put it out to save their own neck. And so we already have a selfish society as it is. So when you have a do-gooder, like this kid at Walmart, I don't know if he's a kid, I think he's 30 years old, going out and helping somebody that's getting attacked, this is what we need more of. We need people helping out. None of this, I'm just to myself. Like I was so proud of the people in the subway when every now and then you hear of somebody who falls onto the tracks at the subway. And you will see people jump and run onto the tracks to help get that person up. Good for them. I mean, good for them. That's what we are. We help each other out. That's what we do. And so when you hear something like this, I mean, you know, this is somebody getting fired. What the hell else was he supposed to do? So here we got Timothy, disgruntled boyfriend. We've had that where boyfriends will come to the office, start to yell and scream at one of our staff members. I mean, we usually call the police, but I have to admit, my husband comes out to dissipate it and to stop it. I mean, he comes out and says, you know, look, let's calm down, let's whatever. I mean, that's the natural process. You don't just sit there, let somebody get inflamed, and wait for the 5 minutes for the police to come. We dispel it. And we say, look, you know, let's go outside, let's talk about this outside, etc. But then if it goes into a fighting match, and somebody punches you, and you need to protect yourself, you're screwed. So, you know, what? This problem would be solved if companies wouldn't fire you. If companies would actually applaud you for being there for somebody, and then actually you getting workers' comp, right? Maybe, for being hurt, etc. Okay, maybe we wouldn't be having this discussion. But we live in such a society right now that if there's any of your staff that have been associated with any sort of violence, how you're going to be liable, you need to not have those staff there. You know, we talked about how I think employers' rules are starting to get to be a little too much and a little overburdening. We've talked about that. And not only with Obamacare, that's a whole other. You see how employers are handling that one. They just won't hire you, or they'll just hire you part-time. They aren't even going there. Look at that 180-day probation period. You see how they did that? That's 6 months. 6 months probationary period. I mean, you know, if you, whatever happened to you having, you know, 4 week probationary period and then you get like health insurance or whatever. I never, an 180 day probationary period. That's a long probationary period. Excuse me. But like, for example, I've told you something that I noticed, with my own office. All right. I'll have a staff member that will have the flu. So she'll be off for 3 days that week. Okay. So she comes in going, look, I want to make up the extra hours this next week, right, now that I'm healthy. I want to tell her, hell yeah, you can make up the hours. If you want to work at home, if you want to spend the, et cetera, right? Okay, but, there's labor laws. If they're going to do an over 8 hour day, you have got to pay overtime for each hour that they spend over that 40 hour week. Now, if I let her try to make up her hours, I'm now paying more than we would have started. And at that point, you're like, well, wait a second. If I kind of calculate, I could only really then let you work a couple of these hours overtime or whatever. So what ends up happening is the employer's like, no. Now, what I want to say is yes, and look at the work week as a pay period week, where when you get your paycheck, it's over those 2 weeks. So if you need to make 80 hours, I don't care if you do all 80 hours the first couple days or the last couple days of that pay period. 80 hours is 80 hours, but no. Labor laws say you can't do that. You got to look at the 40-hour work week. Well, then fine. But then if you work in a place where you can't afford overtime, then, now, one of the reasons why nobody could work at home is this is a doctor's office. So having somebody work through lunch, having somebody stay extra hours, having somebody come in to do paperwork on Sunday, it's something we really don't need. It's not worth spending the extra money. The only reason why we would do it is to try to let the person get their 80 hours. But it's just one of those things where why don't you just let the employer look at it as an 80-hour, you know, time period? Now, I'm sure a lot of people out there lie, but I don't want to. I want to go by the book. I want that labor board to know that I'm doing everything by the book. Well, unfortunately, it hurts the staff. So if there's really no other extra hours besides a 40-hour week, I can't really let her make up 3 days. I don't know how, without just giving her money from my own pocket. But then if you do that, you screw it for the other workers. You know, this idea that you have to, that you would be liable. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people that do crap out there. And like, for example, the reason why labor laws exist is because there are people out there that will work you over your time and not pay you. Well, that's why you need protection from these labor laws. But sometimes all these extra, litigious rules, regulations, restrictions really actually end up hurting the person themselves. I talked to you guys about the whole parking space thing we had. We were looking for an office about 13 years ago, and we found an office, and there were cars parked and where it would be our office. And so the realtor suggested that we actually label the parking places that we would want. So then, if they're our parking places, then they're just ours. So we would get maybe 5 parking places. Okay? And then everybody else got their 5. Everybody should be happy. Well, no. Because what if we have more than 5 people? Now, sometimes the more you ask for, the worse it gets. So my throwing, in fact, I think I would have only gotten 3 parking spaces, and that's it. Well, how do you run a practice with multiple people with just 3 parking places? We didn't take it because there was not enough parking. But sometimes you keep asking, you keep asking, you keep asking. Okay, you get that. But then you get nothing else. So you don't want to work more than 40 hours? I don't blame you. You know, your boss should pay you overtime if you're going to work over. He's got to limit it to 40 hours on your regular pay, or he's got to pay overtime. Fine. But then you're only getting that 40-hour window. So if you don't show up or you're sick, your employer may not break his back trying to figure out how to work around labor laws to get you the money that you lost if you've gone through your sick leave. Okay? Yeah, this person had lost their sick leave already. They had already burned through all that. But again, it stinks. Why can't there be, you know, some sort of trust factor, some sort of, you know, and I know some bosses are like, well, if they want to make extra money, have them do stuff around your house. You can't do that. I'm sure some labor board is going to have some problem with that. If you're doing work and then they got to pay taxes on the, you can't just give somebody money to do work around the house. I understand there's handymans that do that and do cash jobs. I know that. Right? But you can't do that with your employees. Remember, you got to be by the book. So do it by the book. But sometimes by the book really hurts the employees. And that's what we're also seeing with Obamacare, which is why this subject keeps coming up. Okay? People wanted birth control. They wanted free birth control. They wanted to have no pre-existing conditions. They wanted their kids on the health insurance. Okay, you got it. You got it. You asked for it. You got it. But now you're feeling the pain of it. Okay, well, you're not probably getting that breast biopsy covered to the degree that it did. Your health insurance premiums are now double. Be careful what you ask for or wish. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So insurers are reportedly receiving faulty data now from the Obamacare exchanges. Apparently, according to here Fox News, they say the faulty data from the Obamacare marketplaces is starting to strain their ability to handle even the first wave of customers who are trying to sign up for health insurance using the federally run exchanges. Executives at more than a dozen health insurance companies say they've received data from online marketplaces that has errors, duplicate enrollments, missing data fields, and spouses reported as children. They say, according to Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini, he says the longer this takes to resolve, the harder it is to get people to come back and sign up. This is not off to a great start. But he does believe that these marketplaces are here to stay. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, which has about 50 Obamacare enrollees, that's it, 50. We're talking of Nebraska, 5050, that's it, 10 times 5. Said it had to stop enrollments from coming through automatically and hire temporary workers to contact customers to fix inaccuracies in submissions. Joan Budden, a marketing executive at Michigan-based Primority Health, told the newspaper that staff are reaching out to new customers to make sure they enrolled in the correct plans after realizing that some had signed up for multiple plans. Sometimes they push the submit button three times. Now, of course, if people are making mistakes on them, that's not Obama's fault. Okay? I mean, you know, we gotta call it like it is. Okay? I mean, if somebody is saying that their husband is a spouse or whatever, if they can't figure out these computer exchanges, well then fine, they need to just go into a regular, health insurance broker or something to get this done. I mean, you know, even when I buy an airplane, I'll mix it up, right? You know, like I'll pick the seats, but I'll accidentally hit a different row, you know, when I wasn't supposed to and that kind of thing. And so, if we can't figure it out, okay, but if the actual website is converting your information into misinformation. Like, for example, somebody hitting the submit button 3 times. I've been there where I hit it and nothing happens. Now, if you know, what I've learned to do is if I hit something and something doesn't happen, you kind of look up to the top of the screen to see if you see one of those wheelie thingies, right? But usually what you should be looking at on your website page is something saying, wait a minute, processing. So if somebody doesn't see anything like that, they're going to just keep hitting the button. And so, so something like that is kind of stupid. And again, I don't want to talk much more about this. We know that they spent millions upon millions of dollars on this website. It's an absolute cluster. But if you're now having insurance companies have to spend money on their own to try to get these people to sign on, they, even if they have a lot of money in their pocket, they're going to transfer that cost. I'm telling you that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sleep detoxes the brain. They say when you sleep, your brain undergoes a quote-unquote mop-up process that removes waste products linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. A team of researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center used high-tech imaging to look deep into the brains of mice and discovered that the brain functions differently while asleep than awake, ridding itself, I guess, of these accumulated proteins at a faster rate. Now, this was led by Mikan Nedergaard. I guess he co-directs the URMC's Center for Translational Neuromedicine. And they found a waste draining system they call the GLIM lymphatic system. Haha, see, that's kind of funny. You got a lymphatic system and then the gliomas, the glymphatic. You guys get that? Yeah, see, some of those nerdy science folk get it. Okay, good. Glymphatic system. It's 10 times more active during sleep than while awake. It's a nocturnal cleaning system that removes proteins called amyloid beta, which accumulate into the plaques that contribute to Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So apparently last year they used this new imaging technology known as a two-photon microscopy, and it found the scrubbing process that takes place around the brain cells called the glial cells. And they said that this cleanup process was fascinating. They found that cerebral spinal fluid flows through the spaces between the neurons, flushing the proteins and other neural waste into the circulatory system and away. So they found that not only does the glymphatic system kick into high gear during sleep, but it also mops up that amyloid beta. And when have we heard about those beta proteins and the amyloid proteins? With Alzheimer's. Which may mean that the better sleep you get and the more sleep you get, less Alzheimer's. Pretty cool stuff. Now, again, they used this two-photon microscopy. They looked at the timing of the flushing process and discovered that the brain cells contract noticeably during sleep to expand the areas between the brain cells as much as 60%. You know how you try to get your cars out of the way the days the sanitation department comes to pick up the garbages, so they'll pick up the garbages? That's what they say happens. The brain cells shrink, there's now movement, and there could be a cleanup process. With the brain cells now contracted and smaller, space between them is larger, so the cerebral spinal fluid can move more freely, less traffic. This is cool. So, now, they kind of, I look at it as like traffic. They look at it as like turning on a faucet and things getting cleaned out. But now, mind you, About a week or two ago, there was a study saying, wait a second, don't oversleep. If you sleep more than 9 hours, you could be screwing yourself over. You know what? To hell with that. Just try to get some good sleep. Don't just sleep all day. Don't be popping Ambien to sleep all day. But just get out of this whole 4 to 6 hour mode that you're in and try to get a good 8 to 9 hours of sleep a day if you can. If you end up taking an extra nap, I don't care. I'd rather you get some good sleep. That's good stuff. Really good stuff. I'm excited. That's cool, being able to watch all this happen. All right, 18-month-olds can tell if you are faking emotions, okay? Children as young as 18 months, a year and a half, can tell if you're not telling the truth. Toddlers are able to understand in this new study when displayed emotions do not match an event taking place, such as an adult masking a sad face when being given a desired toy. Psychologist Professor Diane Poulin-Dubois from Concordia University in Canada says a researcher that babies cannot be fooled into believing something that causes pain results in pleasure. Adults will try to shield infants from distress by putting on a happy face, but they know it's a different happy face. Okay? Babies know the truth as early as 18 months. My kids do. My kids read me well. You know, they're like, Mom, what's wrong? I go, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. They go, no, something's wrong. It's like, how do they know? I don't really show a lot of emotion on my face because I'm always staring at a computer. But my kids could really figure that out. It's crazy stuff. All right. So to test the theory, what they did is they got 92 infants aged 15 and 18 months. So I don't really call it an infant when they're under 12 months, but I get that. It's usually before the toddler age, before two. I get that. And they had them watch an actor go through several scenarios in which emotional reactions went with or without these certain pantomimed experiences. One showed the guy being sad when he was presented with a toy. Another expressed emotion when I guess she was supposed to hurt her finger. And, you know, the 15-month-old really didn't care. But the 18-month-old was like, wait a second, something's not right. And they spent more time looking at the researcher's face and going back and forth, going, wait a second, what's going on? So don't think that your 18-month-old has no flipping clue. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, a federal air marshal is accused of taking photos under women's skirts. And then the health benefits of almonds. And then should we be saying bullying is not really bullying, but actually calling it assault? So we got a busy segment coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a federal air marshal has been arrested. This is ridiculous. And accused of taking cell phone photographs underneath women's skirts as they boarded a plane at Nashville International Airport. Adam Bartsch was on duty on Southwest Airlines Flight 3132 on Thursday. This is being reported by Fox News. When a witness noticed he was taking the photos and grabbed the cell phone. Police say the witness notified a flight attendant, and Bartsch was taken off the flight and charged with disorderly conduct. This is the federal air marshal. The air marshal. Nashville station WKRN-TV reports the Transportation Security Administration said TSA Thursday afternoon that he was removed from duty. Thank you. And the TSA is assisting with the investigation. The agency said it's in the process of suspending or terminating his employment. Okay, that's kind of ridiculous. Okay, that, you know, you have somebody on the government dollar there to protect us. Are you kidding me? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also being reported here is Michael Douglas may have lied about the kind of cancer he had. They say in a new interview, Michael Douglas said he was not telling the whole truth when he announced back in August 2012 that he had stage 4 throat cancer. Okay? He said he actually had tongue cancer. Now, for a lot of us in medicine, we still kind of would still be referring you to the same specialist, okay? You know, back of the throat, tongue cancer, head and neck cancer, all right? But I don't know why he had to lie about that. He admitted he knowingly deceived the press and public, okay, about his health during an interview with Samuel Jackson on a male cancer awareness edition of This Morning. He said this was right before I had a big tour on Wall Street, so we kind of said there's no way we could cancel the tour and say we don't feel well. You've got to tell them. I said, you've just got to come out and tell them I've got cancer and that's it. But his doctors warned him that he may not want to reveal that he had a disease with such a negative prognosis. But you see, to me, throat cancer and tongue cancer could still have very similar prognoses. The surgeon said, let's just say it's throat cancer. I said, okay, you don't want to say it's tongue cancer? Why is that? He said, well, if you really want to know why, if we do have to do surgery, it's not going to be pretty. You'll lose part of your jaw and your tongue and all that stuff. So I said, okay, sure. So the actor seemed to suggest that he didn't want to get into the grotesqueries of the disease and discuss the possibility of losing his face, so they disguised the truth. Now, him being stage 4 was true. He had apparently had like a sore throat earlier that summer. By later that summer, he was diagnosed as having quote-unquote throat cancer, which ended up being probably back of the tongue cancer, which is still in the area of the throat. Survival rate, if this is caught quick enough, 90% survival rate. 90% survival rate, okay? Tongue cancer, a little less, 85%. But tongue cancer, because it's on a very juicy organ, can malignantly spread to other places in the mouth, including throat. I was amazed that he could, by that, at that point, at that time, when he was diagnosed with stage 4, I was amazed that he was going to get through it like he did. So that's incredible. Of course, this summer he said he probably contracted HPV from oral sex. And then I guess one of his reps said that was taken out of context. And then everybody blamed Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, I think they did. 1-877-DOC-DALY. So let's talk about, I want to find that article on the almonds. All right. You know, we give nuts a little bit of air time on this show. Brazilian nuts, right? Supposed to be pretty, pretty healthy. Walnuts, superfood. What about almonds? Okay. Fox News Health has a great article on almonds, looking at an ounce of almonds, which is about 25 of them, contains 12% of our daily protein. They got a crap load of vitamin E, B vitamins, essential minerals like calcium, magnesium, potassium, healthy fat, pretty healthy stuff. So what do these things do? Well, vitamin E. Now, almonds, they say, is one of the best sources of alpha tocopherol, or tocopherol, which is a form of vitamin E that's best absorbed by our body. It helps prevent the free radical damage, helps our muscles recover, pretty good stuff. Okay, boosts alertness, preserves memory, your B vitamins. Almonds can contain 17% of your daily intake of B2, which helps convert food to energy for the body. Very essential for hair, skin, eyes, liver, athletic training, performance. Then you got the monounsaturated fat, which is a healthy fat. It decreases the LDL, the bad cholesterol, allowing you to hopefully be at less risk for heart disease and heart attack. And then you got the calcium, you got the magnesium, you got the potassium. Helps bones, helps a variety of other aspects. Even testosterone, they say. The combination of vitamin E, calcium, magnesium, potassium could help produce testosterone. So that's pretty cool. So for those of you having a little bit of a testosterone drop, maybe try some almonds. So it's a study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they found that people who incorporated nuts into their diets and replaced other foods with them lost more weight and reduced their waist sizes. The waist sizes hold the abdominal fat, pretty important stuff. So check it out, guys, almonds. Not chocolate-covered almonds, almonds. Now they say bacteria-eating viruses found to effectively destroy the C. diff superbug. Now, we've been talking about Clostridium difficile. This is a very nasty infection that affects your bowels. And most of this Clostridium difficile is resistant to bacteria. So researchers from the University of Leicester in England have discovered a more potent way to treat these bacteria, and they're using viruses. The work was funded by the British Medical Research Council, and they have shown that a group of naturally occurring bacteria-eating viruses like the phages can target and destroy C. diff in cell cultures. So, you know, right now, what have we been doing? Well, we've been trying to transplant other people's stool into your bowel to help fight the C. diff, either by using an NG tube or by, I don't know, doing a colonoscopy and then transplanting somebody else's feces up in there. But if you add viruses to the bacteria, the viruses will die in petri dishes. So I guess what they're now going to have to do is figure out how to get this virus into, pass through the stomach, get away from the acid part, not affect the rest of the body, and then get into where they need to attack the C. diff. Hospital-acquired infections, you guys are seeing a lot of these happen because antibiotics could actually cause you to have to be at risk for this Clostridium difficile, because as you, you know, as you knock out all these other bacteria that help protect other superbugs from forming, there's nothing to stop these guys. So, fecal transplant or viral transplant, take your choice. Now, apparently, there was a suicide of a 12-year-old Rebecca Sedwick, who had been cyberbullied for a while by two other girls, aged 12 and 14. And in this one article, in this one source, there's been some talk of, when are we going to call bullying assault? Right? And there's also been talk throughout the years on, when are we going to prosecute for this? I mean, there's libel and there's slander. Okay, so you could prosecute for that. You could prosecute for somebody hitting you and somebody pushing you. And so that is a form of assault. So why isn't cyberbullying or bullied in school considered assault? Now, the problem is of course, it's kind of hard to prove. Okay, you know, there's emotional scars. Okay, emotional bruising, not really a lot of physical evidence. But the evidence could be in the tweets. The evidence could be on the Facebook posts. Now, yeah, somebody could say they were hacked or whatever, but you got these big computer gurus that could figure that kind of stuff out. So I like the approach that we're going, okay, where these kids know that they could actually possibly go to jail. Now, remember that one gentleman from, was it Rutgers, who, I forget, who killed himself? Because his roommates put a webcam on him when he was having sex with another boy. Now, they were prosecuted. Then I think something happened where they weren't deported. I forget. Anyway, we got a great show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Don't forget to tune in. Be safe out there, guys, and God bless.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping shaving enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.